Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your podcast host, Cody Brown. Monique Denise Allen. And let's talk. And what we're going to discuss today, mind you, this is a pre-recording, so you may go back and listen to, get a pen, pencil, a notebook, pad, use your mobile device, take some notes, do a Q&A for me, because you can email me at codybrownshow@gmail.com. And that is CODYBRWN show, all one word, @gmail.com. Also, before we get tuned in to Let's Talk, I would highly appreciate it if you go on our Instagram page at the Cody Brown Show, follow, also, and share. Also, you can go on Facebook platform and you can find us at Cody Brown Show as well. Now, what we're going to be discussing is networking. So if you are an individual who has an expertise on networking, how it works, how it flows, basically the system of networking. Because what we want to do is we want to be able to, as entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, we want to be able to network. We want to be successful at networking, you know. So first off and foremost, what is networking? My description of networking is connecting, building, and growing, right? However you want to organize that, first you have to have the connection. And I believe that's number one. And then building, and then growing. But how can we be knowledgeable on how to network? Where do we start? So this is the bullet point where I want to start off this first episode of Let's Talk. And the subject is networking, because we want every individual to be able, and whether if you are an entrepreneur, but you represent, you have an employer or a company, and you feel that you are a benefit to help them to be able to expand, this is also a great tool and podcast and resource to be able to utilize. And if, again, no one is exempt, if you have any suggestions or input, or you would like to be a guest on the show, we will be gladly and happy to hear the knowledge that you are willing to shed and give to everyone else. Moving forward, so networking. Networking is a form of communication. Let's just get that out of the way. Communication. Communication can be difficult for some. Some people, have continual education pertaining to communication. So there's different levels of communication pertaining to networking. There's different areas pertaining to networking. What area are you trying to network? What, as an entrepreneur, are you trying to develop and make into its own product? You yourself is a product, and the service that you're trying to provide is a product. All these, and it becomes a bundle as one, and you can be stuck in, where do I start? I also want to disclaimer, but I don't think that's the correct word to use. I just want to be most bold and blunt as possible that I can be, and I can't stress this enough. If you're not a people person, how can you grow? If you have communication issues, how are you going to correct them? I'm not speaking of those who have speech impairment or anything like that. No, I'm talking about as a deaf person, a hard of hearing individual, a speech to talk person can have the best communication skills and they are the best entrepreneurs and they know how to communicate. Okay. So what I'm saying is, are there areas within yourself as an entrepreneur that you need to improve, modify, remove, you know, like let go, make it become obsolete, restart your mind so that you can be able to be open to new information? Because one thing that we struggle with entrepreneurs is some aspiring entrepreneurs can have the mind frame of being stuck of it goes this way and it goes my way and this is my belief. Okay, you have this new product of a belief system, but you're not able to be open to hear the systems that have been successful, the product of networking and how to network and be productive and present a service that is a product. Growth. So moving forward, where do we start pertaining to networking? Let's talk. So what I've come to conclusion in pertaining to how I want to propose on how to start pertaining to networking is we must identify the areas of interest, or we must be specific in the areas of interest that you have experience in. So let's kind of reflect on that. Regarding to the areas of interest and pertaining to identifying so that you can start networking. What area do you want to go into? This is a question that you have to ask yourself. Is there a service that you want to provide that you feel, lacks in your community? Or is there a service that you want to provide globally? You know, what makes your service or what makes your product different from the products that already exist? The successful products that already exist. How can you be able to network to say, hey, this is my idea as an entrepreneur. This is what I'm presenting. I want to develop, connect, and grow. And then it falls into funds and things like that. And we'll get to that part. But moving to let's say you are aware of the specific area of what you want, of area of interest that, you know, you have that expertise in, but, you know, you are ready to invest in yourself, you know, invest in yourself, you grow, invest in yourself, make your face more familiar, right? Invest, you know, do you have business cards? Are you going out? And that's one thing that was really hard for me was, you know, having business cards, right? That didn't match what I was trying to pitch. So and that's an area all by itself. And having business cards that match what it is, the service or the building blocks that you're trying to build. And this is the part where it becomes frustrating when we have entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs who are closed-minded, and they, you know, you invest in yourself, right? And let's say there's this workshop called networking, and you go in there, you're on fire, but you want everyone to hear, mind you, there's already a panel board, there's already educators, expertise, people who already, I mean, have doctorates, masters, or people who don't have that under their belt, but they hold the expert, the experience to be able to use their experience as an example to pass the baton to the next person and say, hey, this is how I did it. Now, if you try this, it's not saying it's going to be easy, but if I pass this baton and I'm not telling you to sprint, right? But whatever pace, I'm trusting that you're going to use this knowledge to benefit your more networking skills, to benefit your company, right? Moving forward, you got to bear with me. Sometimes I'm all over the place and I'm trying to get everything out in one bundle. And this is something that I'm working on, is kind of slowing down just a tad bit, because there's so much information that I just want to get out. And it's like, you know, I have to remind myself, breathe and slow down. So back to the tagline, which is, you know, for those of you who are entrepreneurs that, you know, you have expertise, but, you know, you really, you want to detach your personal and you want to keep it business, and you want to walk into places and you want to build these connections, but you want to be able to separate your personal and you want to keep it business. Well, truth be told, to be able to build bridges, how are people who have the resources to assist you? They want to know who they're dealing with, you know? Is your personal life aligned up with what it is that you're trying to pursue as an entrepreneur? You know, those are other areas. And there is a lot of individuals who don't believe that, oh, my personal life has nothing to do with what I'm trying to pursue as an entrepreneur. Yes, it does. It's no different than applying for a job for an employer, and you wonder why you're not getting the jobs, because your social media does not add up to their mission statement, their beliefs. And we're not going to go too much deep into that, because today is Labor Day. And to me, Labor Day means stillness of the mind. And we're not going to think too hard about this, even though there's other history that is attached to Labor Day. So you know what? Email me at codybrown@gmail.com and give me your feedback. If there is a way that you can be able to leave comments to this podcast, please feel free to do so. You're more than welcome. If you have criticism, that is more welcomed as well, because that's how we grow, right? Moving forward. So in pertaining to where do you start in networking, all of the answers, you have to answer all of the questions of why. What are your whys on why you want to start a business as an entrepreneur? Remember when I was stating what makes your business or your service, which is a business. A service is a business. Networking is a business. What makes your networking skills so irrelevant to businesses, our services, our successful individuals, our companies that teach people how to network, right? And they're already successful. So if you decide that you no longer want to be an entrepreneur, that does not stop the, if I'm saying the correct word, is it momentizing? I can't, you know, sometimes, you know, if I drink too much coffee, my tongue just does not want to say the word that it's patronizing, right? Doesn't stop that system. Does not stop that flow. We have people every day who wants to be an inspiring entrepreneur or entrepreneur. We also have so many people who have their business. Everything's already in order from the letterhead to their policy. I mean, they run their business every day and nobody knows about it. They're functional on their daily routine, but it's not open to the public. You know why it's like that? It's because those individuals don't lack the capabilities of networking. They don't know how to get out and communicate. So, how do we answer all the questions of why, you know, our service, our business, or our product is different from other successful products? What makes it so special? What makes it so unique? What makes it to where revenue is able to be produced? And when you're able to answer the whys, all of your whys, you know, once you get over the hump, for those who are stubborn, like, I don't want to write nothing down. Like, I got this. I know what I'm doing. Okay. We'll continuously be stubborn, continuously to sit and binge watch YouTube and listen to podcasts. I thank you so much for listening. But until you pick up a pen and paper, we all have mobile devices, cellular devices in our hand, and there's so many resources and tools that we can utilize to be a successful entrepreneur. And it's a small investment. If you are unable to invest pay for an investment of $199 for a workshop to be able to connect with other people who have connections, who have connections, who have connections, right? That can align up to whatever it is of your mission for your business or your product or service that you're trying to network, right? So if you have a cellular device and you have all of these tools that you can invest in that cost $9, $9.99, $4.99, $3.99, whatever premium service that you can utilize that can help your business grow from an idea to an actually running business that creates revenue, right? You can invest in a networking system that can connect you with other people. Starting off small by communicating through your cellular device until you're able to walk into rooms and have the confidence to be able to approach, to propose yourself, because you yourself represent your business as an entrepreneur. Just the word entrepreneur is a business. Moving forward. So like I was saying, and when you churn those whys, when you are able to write down the whys and answer those whys, that turns into what's. Those what's are benefits, services, and the product. And when you're able to visualize the benefits, the services, and the product, you ask yourself, what do you believe in? You know, what is your model? What is your mission? And a lot of people, and that falls into your business plan. When you're able to break it down, like, okay, what is your business? What are you trying to do? What do you believe in? And this becomes into more specifics, right? You're not going to go to a seminar that's talking about health insurance when your expertise is, I'm trying to think of something that has nothing to do with health insurance. Well, health insurance, okay. You go to a seminar that has to deal with metal, sheet metal, in the manufacturer of sheet metal, and you go to, instead, your expertise is sheet metal, and you go to a medical billing seminar. Do you think that's a waste of investment when the SBA, Small Business Administration, guides you in pertaining to the proper group insurance or insurance that your company needs, right? So because you lack the knowledge, you sat there and invested in a medical billing seminar when all you had to do was go to the basic resources, which is the Small Business of Administration, which will guide you in pertaining to human resources. And then it will guide you into capital management. And normally capital management will handle moving forward. So it never, with everything is a learning experience, whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or you are already an entrepreneur and you're just, you know, wanting to just get an update, kind of figure out where people's minds are, or, you know, you just want to continue to build, grow, and connect. So what do you believe in? You know, does the system that you want to create already exist? And that's what I was talking about. You know, what makes your service or your product different from the already successful services and products that exist? You know? And the next question goes, are you investing in yourself? And then it can fall into, well, I can't invest into myself. This is what I like to call the lack of mindset, where we don't want to reset our mind, when we're stuck into the patterns of I don't have, I need, but I don't have. So you mean to tell me you want someone to invest? So you want a network and you want to find an angel investor to invest in you, but you show no investment in yourself. So you want me to give you 4 quarters when you haven't even showed me what you can do with 4 quarters? Do you prefer a coin or do you prefer a dollar? Or do you prefer to not have the two and just have it in credit card form? Or do you prefer to invest in other ways? Now, I'm kind of going all over the place, but what it is, you know, pertaining to networking is a business all by itself. And for those where it's a difficult error in communication, you know, they have classes online that you can, you know, look up. And it doesn't consist of a group of people. You know, there was a phase in my life where, you know, small group settings was a comfort place for me compared to a large group settings. You know, it feels caved in and it's like, oh my gosh, are people looking at me? Or, you know, and it's like And then you see these people walking in the room dressed the part, like I'm here, I'm serious. And it's like, okay, no, we learn, right? And you have to understand that normally when you see something that's well presented, they've had a point in their life where they were in the same situation as you. So my gem that I would like to give to you, despite of whatever it may be, walk into places like you've been there before, like you want it, like you own it, like it belongs to you. But always keep in mind that there's individuals who are looking at you, and you never want to miss the opportunity to pass on the gem to the next. Okay. So moving forward, so investing in yourself is very important. So I wanted to kind of just do a little brief, because this is going to be an ongoing statement. Let's talk pertaining to networking. And if you're just now tuning in because you skipped this pre-recording and you're hearing this, make sure you go to the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. And you're more than welcome to forward me any inquiries. If you want to be a host on the show, we welcome you. Also, follow the Cody Brown Show. It's all one word on Instagram as well as the Facebook platform. Now back to networking. My name is Cody Brown, Monique who? Denise Allen. So investing in yourself is very important. And for those who are ready, especially inspiring entrepreneurs, I want you to get the word expiring out of the way and claim that you're an entrepreneur and reset your mind and understand that when we tell ourselves and look around of what we don't have, then that becomes reality. If you can utilize the basic necessities and grow from that, the things that you were paying attention to that was hindering your growth will then fall ashore. And when the new waves come in, oh, it's just going to be beautiful. Okay. Now that just sounds too, you know, unrealistic, but it's realistic. When we are more specific and we stay focused on the actual expertise that we already have experience in, the growth is amazing. And now if you are an individual and you're like, you know what, I want to be an entrepreneur, and you're claiming being an entrepreneur, and there's an area that you are not knowledgeable, but you're like, I have a new career path. This is my new career path. You have to invest in yourself. If you do not have the funds right now to invest in yourself, there's so many free resources that are available to be able to gain the knowledge. Moving forward. So there is no excuses. There's no excuses at all. So if I pass you the baton, right, and you say, you know what, I changed my mind, okay, believe me, there's somebody over there, they done stretched, they are ready, they have endurance, perseverance, determination to take your spot. So do not think that, oh, I have something so special, I have this service that is just, oh, it's out of this world. Someone is waiting patiently. But as they wait, they're still putting in the footwork. Still putting in the footwork. They're not physically waiting. They have everything lined up. So when someone, you know, an angel investor presents itself, and they're like, oh, hey, so what do you do? What do you provide? What services do you offer? You know, what's your vision? What's your 5-year plan? And they're welcome to the Cody Brown Show. This is your podcast host, Cody Brown. So this is part two. Let's talk about networking. So back to investing into yourself. You have to take this stuff seriously. Let's get out the materialistic things, and that's be raw and direct and create the foundation. You have to create your foundation. Be more specific. Answer all your whys. Write it down. Make it plain. Make it clear. And let those whys turn into what's. What is the benefit? What is the service? What is the product? Okay. So, again, if you are an entrepreneur, now, you inspiring entrepreneurs, I want you to complain. I want you to claim your entrepreneurship and be open, you know, be firm and understand that the area that you're going into pertaining to networking with other groups and organizations and individuals, it is to build and to grow. So moving forward, we're going to be talking about in future episodes, you know, is networking a business all by itself? And how do we network? But I my concern is on the aspiring entrepreneurs. It's a sensitive area of individuals who don't know how to communicate. There's groups that you can be a part of, public speaking. And due to the pandemic that's going on, everything's virtual. So this will be a soft introduction for you to be able. It doesn't mean necessarily that when you join groups and organizations that you have to talk. Yes, introduce yourself. But, you know, sit back and learn, you know, jot down the questions that you have. And then what you can do is you can do a follow-up email and say, hey, I was a part of, you know, this seminar, this, you know, organization, and you inspired me. And I kind of jotted down these notes. And I think that, you know, the strategies and skills that you were able to share, I really feel comfortable in utilizing those tools to be able, and I just, you know, would like to, that's where you can reintroduce yourself, you know, so that's why it's really, really important when we put ourselves in places so that we can grow. It's very important to have a business card. And make sure that your business card aligns up with what it is that you're doing. There's no need to have, if you are a marketing and retail and your business card has motorcycles on it. You have, you know, social media platforms that don't align, you know, with a business. You and the other areas that you can utilize, there's LinkedIn accounts, and you know, your personal information, you need to keep that private, but you also have to understand that when networking, it's a business all by itself, and we're in a small world, big small world, and you never know who knows who and who know who. Guess who? Right? So this is part two of where do we start? Let's talk networking. And this, so we want to be able to cultivate. And I'm going to give you the definition of cultivating, and networking stems from cultivating. And that is trying to acquire or develop a quality, a sentiment, or skill. So for you aspiring entrepreneurs, identify your skill, right? And then develop that skill. And to acquire that skill, you know, that's where the investment comes into play. What can you use that can allow your skill to become an experience. You know, sometimes individuals don't like the repetition of hearing, oh, I know that already. No, there's something you're missing. So, and that's where quality lacks in a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, is because the moment when a gem is about to be given, there's this blockage that occurs. So let's practice removing the blockage and resetting our mind to be able to develop quality. So moving forward, what we want to do is identify and be more specific. This is the area of where do we start? Despite of if you're already an established entrepreneur, there's always room to grow, right? So where do we start? You can have a successful business, but you've exceeded your five-year plan, and it's like, okay, now we have to re-advise, and we meet this revenue income, but now it's just meeting this revenue, right? And we're ready to expand, right? In order to expand, but you lack the networking skills, right? You want a government contract, but you lack the networking skills. Moving forward. So we want to identify and be more specific. We want to ask all the questions of why. So those whys can turn into whats. And those whats will define the benefits, service, and products. So we're going to end it there. And I really wish that this part two would have been able to been part of part one. It's really, really short and simple, but we would be glad if you have expertise in network and you're willing to share your experience and share some knowledge that will help us entrepreneurs be more successful and to be able to build and to grow. Please email codybrownshow@gmail.com. I am your podcast host. And also, aspiring entrepreneurs, we want to hear your journey. Let us know what's going on, what areas that you lack, what areas that you need improvement in. And you never know who's listening and who's willing to connect with you. Stay tuned for more. This is your podcast host, Cody Brown. And thank you for your time and listening to the Cody Brown Show. Peace, love, and harmony.